Ed.
VE5AL, VE5RJM, still good morning. One more minute till afternoon. Go ahead. Good morning. It'll be good afternoon in about 20 seconds. Hi. So what you did this morning, did you work in your backyard and all the kind of stuff or something like that? Back to you. No, negative. I think this afternoon, though, I'm going to see what I can do here, see what I have for fish finders, and see if I can get one changed out on the boat here today. So that's my goal here for today. So maybe we'll have a different fish finder on Saturday there. When we go fishing there, hopefully the weather holds out for us. So yeah, looking forward to it. My granddaughter would like to come, but she's busy on Saturday, but Sunday she's free. But Sunday, I don't know, the weather doesn't look very good, and a little higher winds on Sunday. So I don't know, I'm going to have to talk with her and see where her priorities are. Hi. Well, I think she's kind of practicing doing some babysitting and stuff, so she's got a friend that's my daughter's friend. She had a baby, and she's going to be needing to babysit, so I think my daughter wants to do that too, so she's always got lots on the go, that girl, I tell you. She's a busy girl all the time, which is good. So, one more kick at the cat, though. Hopefully this weekend with the long weekend, she's able to do a little camping, too, before she heads back to school, September the 2nd here. So, pretty soon everything will be back to routine again. VE5AL, VE5RJM.
Randy, so what's wrong with your finder? Something wrong with the screen or something, or maybe the coax is screwed up or some wires, I don't know. So maybe check to Cabela's store in Saskatoon. Maybe they have something for sale about that flood about 3-4 days ago, and I don't know. So, interesting. But it doesn't matter because you know where you're supposed to go when you're going fishing, right? So it doesn't matter. It's not a big rush, right? So, USL.
Some of the functions on the fish finder aren't working anymore, and it's an oldie, so maybe change it out and update it to a little bit newer one, but yeah, it's not a priority for me, but it is, because I'd like to have the other options working as well sometimes, so they're handy, but I usually use it for depth. A fish finder. That's mostly what I use it for. And it's nice to follow the structure, you know. That way, you know, where the fish hang out and stuff like that. So, structure is the landscape of the bottom of the lake there. So, and it's kind of where the fish like to hang out, or in deep holes and that sort of thing. So it depends what kind of species you're fishing. parts working with the depth there. So, like I said, that's why it's not a priority for me. But I'd still like to change it out. Kind of bugs me when things aren't working, you know what I mean? And I got many of those devices right now in my to-do list there. Hi. Back to you, Pierre. B5 Alpha Lima, B5 RJM.
Well, tomorrow I think I'm going to check it out over there at the fishing store, at Kabilas store in Saskatoon, just for fun. You don't need anything fancy, right? Just like a straight, you know, you just need to know about how many feet and all kind of stuff. You don't care about how many fish or something like that, you know what I mean? Back to you.
Yeah, Roger. I also got a portable one here too. I could bring out and use. It's pretty neat. It also works well, but I haven't used it in so many years already. It's kind of what I used to use for ice fishing, but I haven't been ice fishing with my own shack for a long time here already, so I haven't used it. But it's portable, and you can take it anywhere, on a boat or wherever. And maybe I might bring that along. I don't know. I'll see how the battery is in it. Definitely have to put it on charge for sure, because it hasn't been used for a number of years. So, but yeah, see what's good. Maybe it's no darn good anymore. And I'm just keeping it here on the shelf just for just to look at. I don't know. Anyways, Pierre, I got to downsize some of my stuff here too, so I got to get rid of some stuff here this winter and get things back to normal here in my shack and in the basement and get rid of some of my items on my to-do list. So I got a busy winter ahead of me here so with inside activities, so I don't have to worry about too much of it temperature-wise outside. But got some other things, maintenance on the vehicles to do here before fall, and usually do that end of September, early October. It's still quite nice out, and then I'm usually good for most of the winter because I don't put on a lot of kilometers. We put on quite a few there on the wife's car, but not on my truck too much. Anyways. Back to you, V5 Alpha Lima, V5 RJM.
But anyway, I need to go there just for fun, make some window shopping tomorrow morning. So, but I check it out for you just for fun. And Garmin is pretty good. And there is another company, I can't remember the name, but... Garmin is pretty good, so, and, anyway, so, no, I just, look around and just for fun, and I'll let you know, and maybe they have a big sale, I don't know, I have no idea, so maybe you got, some kind of gift for your birthday, hi, You know what? You're my brother. You're not my friend anymore. Nope, you're my big brother. Don't worry about it. Oh, well, so anyway, so my plan today, I need to cut some stupid fir on my backyard. I hate that thing. They spread all over the place, and you cut it, and they come back again in the next spring. I hate that fir. It looked nice, but... lots of work to cut, I tell you. Oh, they just like drive me nuts. So I think I'm going to chop everything this afternoon. I would like to spray that thing with Roundup or whatever to kill the whole thing. And the next spring, but some kind of, Olga, she loves flowers a lot, and so that's my plan, and you don't need to worry about it too much, about the stupid fern. I hate that thing. I hate it. It's just spread everywhere, and they grow so fast. A beautiful plant, but they drive me nuts. I'm sorry to tell you that, but no, I'm not kidding. I hate that thing. So that's my project this afternoon, and chopped everything and spread with some Roundup or whatever they call. You know, and they kill everything. So that stuff will be gone. And next spring, Olga, she will put some nice flowers. They're coming every year, so you don't need to put back in again. The flowers come back every year, you know, stuff like that. So that's my plan. Back to you.
Yeah, roger, roger. Yeah. My wish list there, when you're going to Cabela's, take a look at the sonar fish finders, and watch out for your eyes. They might roll there when you see the price. So don't fall over. Yes, it can be pretty serious hobby there, that fishing. So quite expensive it can be. So, but you know, to go out fishing, you know, that's one thing. You know, just like ham radio operator, you don't need to start out with much. Just a fishing rod and a hook, and you're good to go. So anyhow, and of course a fish license, of course, and habitat license in Saskatchewan here now. So that's the pricey part, you know. Gets more and more expensive every year, but you know, since they even included that habitat license for people that don't hunt, you have to buy you have to buy it where you didn't have to before. So, an extra $20. And then plus your fish license. So, it gets pricey, but I get my fish license for free there because I'm a veteran. And you, of course, so you're over 65, you don't need a fish license. So we get away lucky that way. Over.
That. Well, you know, when I walked to Cabela's four or 5 years ago, it was just a part-time job, but I have a good price because I was a worker over there. But a fish vendor, oh my God, it's not cheap. Someone is not bad, but for the very touchy or very fancy stuff, that's about, believe me or not, it's about $4,000 or $5,000. Oh my God, I never buy that stuff. Can you believe it? $3,000 or something like that? Not a chance. Wow. Too fancy. It's that hard to program and everything. No. It's way too much money. Way too much money. Just like what you have. Nothing fancy, but you know, that's all you need. Nothing fancy. Back to you.
Well, that's it. Yeah, you got that right. So, but anyways, it's dinner bell calling here, so I better get out of here there, Pierre. So we'll talk more later. Palima. B5RGM 73. Have yourself a good afternoon.
Yeah, Randy, you take care of yourself. We'll be talking to you tomorrow morning. So, have a nice day, and don't working too hard. Hi. All right, 73, Randy, and we'll be talking together again tomorrow morning. V5RJM, V5AL will be clear and listening sometime. 73.